Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Thomas Escrow, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Friends, I'm a big podcast listener, and I'm super excited to be sharing with you on the With You Always podcast because I think it's the first time I've ever been a part of a podcast. So I'm grateful and I'm excited to be speaking to you today, March 31st, when this podcast is being released, is the Wednesday before the Easter Triduum, right? Tomorrow is Holy Thursday, the next day Good Friday, and following that, Holy Saturday and Easter Sunday. So today is actually the last day of Lent. So as we look back at our 40-day Lenten journey, as I look back at my 40-day Lenten journey, I can see in myself a real temptation to look at Lent kind of like I do New Year's resolutions. Every year I get geared up as Ash Wednesday approaches to think to myself, all right, what am I going to do for Lent? What are the ways I'm going to fast? What are the ways I'm going to grow in prayer? What are the ways I'm going to give alms? And I kind of treat them like New Year's resolutions. Now that Lent is just about over, I got to look back at what I did. So for me, I gave up coffee creamer in the morning. My wife and I gave that up together as a little reminder every morning. It's Lent, like pray for grace. Things are, we're preparing for something. It's not Easter yet, right? I tried to be in bed by 10:30 each night as a way to like make sure I'm getting enough rest, that I'm not staying up too late and exhausting myself. And I deleted Facebook off my phone as a way to order my time more productively, make sure that I'm available and with my family when I'm with my family, and I'm at work when I'm at work, okay? Now that it's the end of Lent, though, I look back at those ways that I tried to grow in fasting and prayer and almsgiving, and honestly, I can say that in some of those things, I did really well, and in others, I did not. Like, it was not a 40-day straight fast, that I stayed up past 10:30 several times, that I reached for the coffee creamer a couple times and forgot in different ways and in different things, right? Maybe you're the same way, that if you look back, we can have a tendency to think, dang, I failed this Lent. I did not do so well this Lent. Or maybe you can look back and think to yourself, I kept all of my Lenten fasting and all my Lenten prayer and all my Lenten almsgiving, right? But here's my reflection as I prayed with this towards the end of Lent here. Right now, as we enter into the Triduum, no matter what these last 40 days look like for you, there's really only one question before us. How are you going to let God love you in these next 3 days? Or rather, will you let God love you in these next 3 days? Because God wants to share his love through the Paschal mystery, his life, death, and resurrection with me, and reveal to me in a deeper way my sonship to him through our celebration of the Easter Triduum liturgy, independent of how my Lent went. So no matter if my Lent went well in my own eyes, no matter if my Lent did not go well in my own eyes, the question before us is, will you let God love you in these next 3 days? And that question that's before each of us and that question that's before me really requires a response from me. Am I going to be apathetic? Am I not going to care about the way that God wants to reveal his love? Or am I going to be open? Am I going to be receptive? Am I going to look for how is God trying to love me? How is God trying to reveal himself to me? How is God indeed with me always, especially during this holiest time of the year? So friends, as we end our Lenten season and enter into the Easter Triduum, let's hold this question near and dear to our hearts. Will you let God love you in these next 3 days? Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, thank you for your great love. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the gift of the Christian life when you pass on to us the same mission entrusted to your Son. Help us to open up our hearts. Help us to open up our minds to be receptive to you in all the good things that you want to give us and in the ways that you're trying to push us in deeper and deeper into your own heart. Help us to not be afraid to go deeply into your love and transform our lives so that we might help others to know and to give themselves over to your sacred heart, to your burning love. We offer all these prayers, Father, to you, in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.